It looks like Ariel Sharon will keep his post as Prime Minister of Israel. With some precincts yet to finish counting, Sharon's Likud party appears to be the big winner in today's parliamentary election. Amran Mitzna, the leader of the opposition Labour Party, called Sharon to concede defeat. Right now, it appears Likud has won 37 seats in the 120-seat parliament. Labour is far behind with 20 seats. And the centrist Shinui Party is third with 15. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us on the line from the Likud Party headquarters in Tel Aviv. Linda, tell us, has Sharon declared victory yet?
Yes, Prime Minister Sharon arrived here to very loud cheers and singing and dancing from party supporters. He said the people have made their decision. He made an impassioned plea for national unity, calling on the opposition Labour Party to join the government. Sharon said it was not a time for celebrations. He said that Israel still has a lot of problems, Palestinian attacks, economic difficulties, and he said there will be a time for victory only when all of those problems are solved.
Well, how difficult is it going to be for Sharon to win the support from other parties he needs to secure a majority, to form a coalition government? How tough are those negotiations going to be?
Well, I think those negotiations are going to be a little bit easier than many people had thought. Sharon, I don't know if you can hear in the background, people are cheering now, Ari, King of Israel. Sharon has two choices. He can either form a national unity government with the Labour Party, which is the big loser today, and the centrist Shinui Party, which almost tripled its strength, or he can form a narrow government with right-wing and religious parties. Depending on the final results, he will have anywhere between 64 and 70 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. So he will certainly be able to form a government. He would prefer a broader national unity government than a narrower government, but even a government with 70 seats is relatively stable.
The new government will soon have to deal with a roadmap to peace with the Palestinians that the U.S. and others have been preparing. What are the prospects for that plan?
Well, Sharon says has said that he accepts the roadmap in principle, but he has some changes that he would like to see. Among those changes are getting rid of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and a complete end to all Palestinian attacks. So Sharon has also said that the European quartet, which is presenting the roadmap, is, quote, not serious, and he has sort of dismissed it. So Israeli analysts say it's unlikely that the roadmap will really be able to take off.
And how have Palestinians been reacting to the elections in Israel?
Well, Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed Rabo said that Israel was making a historic mistake. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat said that he predicted more violence, more Israeli repression against Palestinians. One of the Israeli cabinet ministers, Uzi Landau, said that in the previous government, the center-left Labour Party hobbled Likud and did not allow it to proceed with the kinds of policies it wanted. And he said now that Labour is very likely not going to be in the government, we can get tougher on the Palestinians. So the Palestinians have said that they are concerned that a center-right government will take even harsher measures against them. So there's certainly a fair amount of concern. But for those here at Likud party headquarters, they feel that they have won a big victory this time.
All right. Thanks very much, Linda.
Thank you.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Tel Aviv.